how can somebody accept negative situations and still remain calm and peaceful? How can you take negative situations in your stride? If you keep the attitude, in my value system, purification is the most important. Then you see negative situations as opportunities for purification. Sri Aurobindo says, my Lord, don't be lenient with me. If there is any stupidity in any part of my being, take your sword and chop it off. In other words, if it's necessary to give me misery, to remove my impurities, go ahead and do it, my Lord. Now that is an expression of a saint yearning to rise in purity. When we make purity as the number one goal, then we accept positive and negative creation, both as blessings of God. And then we become equanimous. So Sri Krishna is expressing that state of equanimity. Sukhe dukhe same kritva labha labhau jaya jau. He expresses that again and again and again. And living in the world, you get an opportunity to practice it. Supposing you run away from the world, you go and live in a cave in the Himalayas, how do you know that you have reached that state? So, the test of your renunciation. Renunciation doesn't mean, oh, there's so much of misery in the world, or Maya bahut pareshan kar rahi hai, you run away, now I am virakt. If you run away from the miseries of the world, that is not vairagya, that is asakti. Because if you get miseries in the Himalayan cave, you'll run away from there as well. Vairagya means you are neither attracted by the worldly happiness nor disturbed by worldly misery. You have put them both aside. No rag, no dvesh. That is vairagya. In other words, you are not running away from the world. You have understood the world neither has happiness nor has misery. My goal is elsewhere. Just like you are going to through the mall, right? The mall has got many shops. It's got the sweet shop, it's got the cloth shop, it's got the beer shop. You keep looking and walking, looking and walking. Which shop do you want to? I want to go to the sweet shop. I've ordered a vegetarian cake. So you don't compromise, all right, let me have beer on the way. Nor do you start fighting. I wanted to go to the sweet shop. Why did you open the beer shop on my way? Are bhai, this is a market. This has got all kinds of shops. You move to your goal. Don't fight with the others. And remain neutral to all of them. Na raag na dvesh kavira khada bazaar mein sab ki mange khair na kahu so dosti na kahu so vair. Kabir ji is expressing the state of vairagya. Na kahu so dosti na kahu so vair. Neither friendship nor enmity. This is the rangmanch of the sansar. Where is my goal? The shop of God. Let me go in that direction. And everywhere else, neither rag nor dvesh, neither attachment nor hatred. So when somebody has that kind of perspective, he is willing to accept the different situations of the world without hankering or aversion, and keep moving to the singular one and only goal which is in front of him, the true goal, which is God realization. Sri Krishna explains that this is the state of equanimity.